We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Now it's time to play Soundbite of the Week. As usual, four sound bites that we've assembled from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you, and then you vote. You vote by either giving us a call right here in the studio, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or you can vote for Soundbite of the Week by emailing us talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote for it because you like it, because you find it humorous, because you disagree. Your reasons are your own, but when you vote, tell us who you are, which soundbite you're voting for by number, and why. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor Mark Neble. He was part of our pastor's roundtable earlier this week. We were talking about the sacraments, and he had a brilliant observation. Or maybe we were talking about baptism. I can't remember which one it was. He had a brilliant observation about baptism and an analogy with marriage.
Well, you have a key word there, and that's baptism. And that is the gift of God, his covenant promise, where he makes us his own chosen children. The way we say it is, I am baptized, not I was baptized. As if it were just something in our historic past that doesn't have daily meaning for us. Those of us who are married don't go around saying, I was married. Because if we're close enough to our wives, we're going to get an elbow in our side. What do you mean you was married? Aren't you still married? And it's the same with our baptism. We say, I am baptized. And every day that we get up and we can put our feet on the floor and say, I am baptized, we know that in that we have God's forgiveness of our sins. Because we are connected to Christ and his death upon the cross for that forgiveness, and in his resurrection from the dead for our promise of new and eternal life.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Pastor Mark Neble, the best explanation I have ever heard for why we say, I am baptized. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from none other than Benny Hinn, famous Word Faith teacher. He has some very interesting ideas about Adam, what Adam used to do before the fall.
Adam was a super being when God created him. I don't know whether people even know this, but he was the first superman that really ever lived. First of all, the scriptures declare clearly that he had dominion over the fowls of the air, the fish of the sea, which means he used to fly.
Whoa.
Well, of course, how can you have dominion over the birds and not be able to do what they do?
Whoa.
Actually,
I mean, wait a minute.
I'll prove it to you.
Wait a minute, Danny.
I've never heard that.
The word dominion in the Hebrew clearly declares that if you have dominion over a subject, that you do everything that subject does. In other words, that subject, if it does something you cannot do, you don't have dominion over it. I'll prove it further. Adam not only flew, he flew to space. With one thought, he'd be on the moon.
Okay, that's Benny Hinn with soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. By Benny's logic, since spider monkeys can hang from their tail, so could Adam, apparently, if he had dominion over them. Here's soundbite number three. Bishop N.T. Wright talking about how the resurrection accounts simply ring true.
In the ancient world, women were not regarded as credible witnesses. So you're sitting down 40 AD or 45 or 50 or 60, and you're going to tell stories to explain your gradual rise of belief in something that you loosely call resurrection. What are you going to do? You're going to invent hysterical women going to the tomb, weeping, and then coming back telling you they've seen angels. That's not going to be hugely convincing. And yet that's how all the stories go. Nobody would have made that up if it was fiction invented later on.
Soundbite number three. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. By the way, phone call votes get taken first. 1-877-623-6943. Get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. Comes from Pastor George Borghardt. He's talking about something the Roman Catholics do but once a year. They call it Divine Mercy Sunday.
I went home and saw my mother every Sunday, every year, once a year, I think since 1908. In Rome, you can go to church on a certain Sunday. I think it has to be the Sunday after Easter, but you go to church on this Sunday and you get forgiveness for free. You go to confession. You don't have to do penance. It's great. My mother asked me what I thought about it. I said, "It sounds like you had Lutheran Sunday." She didn't find that as funny as I did, but, you know, we can forgive us away every week. It's Divine Mercy Sunday every week in Lutheranism.
That's soundbite number four, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. So which is it going to be this week? Call now, and we'll start tallying your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Mark Nebel on I Am Baptized? 1-877-623-MYIE. Is it soundbite number two, Benny Hinn on How Adam Flew to the Moon? 1-877-623-6943. Is it soundbite number three, Bishop N.T. Wright on The Ring of Truth in the Resurrection Accounts? Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or will it be soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt on Divine Mercy Sunday, or as he likes to call it, Lutheran Sunday? 1-877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. In addition to playing, it's also your chance to win the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker to the best caller when we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll play soundbite of the week for the next 10 minutes of the program. That'll round off the first hour. The second hour, we're going to be spending with Phyllis Schlafly first from Eagle Forum. We'll talk about the retirement and the replacement for Justice David Souter from the Supreme Court. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Vote for Soundbite of the Week during this break. Stay tuned.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Resurrection Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. Bethlehem Lutheran, Parma, Ohio. St. Paul's Lutheran, Lockport, Illinois. Faith Lutheran, Columbus, Indiana. Glory of Christ Lutheran, Plymouth, Minnesota. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Arnold, Missouri. Peace Lutheran, Sussex, Wisconsin. Our Redeemer Lutheran, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Zion Lutheran, Moberly, Missouri. And Elm Grove Lutheran, Elm Grove, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org. Click Promote. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org. Click Promote. Find out about the Issues Etc. 300.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Jennifer Iceberg, Michael Luwan, Ann Ebel, Renee Janot, Kevin Brockman, Doris Bailey, Richard Mashman, Brenda Mills, Brandy Sharkey, and Willard Bowman. Thanks for your support.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the soundbites. Now it's time for you to call and tell us which one should be the soundbite of the week this week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's Mike in Rockford, Illinois. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Very well.
As much as I'd like to vote for number two on sheer goofiness, I'm going to vote for number one, Pastor Nebel, just because it reminds me of one of my favorite hymns, God's Own Child.
Ah, yes. God's Own Child, I gladly say it. I am baptized into Christ. Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for reminding me of that hymn. It's a great hymn. It really is. Look it up. It's online. God's Own Child, I gladly say. It's a great baptism hymn. Mike, thank you very much for listening to Rockford. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. This email from Amy in Minnesota. I vote for soundbite number one. This is an excellent analogy, and I've not thought of describing the fact that we are baptized rather than stating that we were baptized. Thanks for all your work, and thanks to you, Amy in Minnesota, for playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Steve in Tennessee says, I vote for soundbite number two because Benny Hinn can't believe this, can he? It is profitable. Actually, I think Benny does believe it. It's hard to tell. He says so many interesting things, but I think he believes every single one of them. That's one thing I have very little doubt of. This vote for soundbite number four comes from John in Peoria, Illinois. Simply love the contrast between divine mercy granted annually in the Roman Church and weekly expressions of the gospel's grace in God's Reformation churches. Thank you, John. That's a vote for soundbite number four. Elaine in Canada says, I voted for soundbite number one with Pastor Nebel. St. Paul writes in Romans 6, verse 4, we were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. That's my son's confirmation verse, by the way. While we await the last day and the return of Jesus and the gift of the resurrection unto life, we can say we already have been resurrected in our baptism. Where he has gone, we go with him, and we have been clothed with the white robes of his righteousness and have passed from death to life. That is absolutely right. What could be more comforting as we fight the good fight in this world and await his coming? Elaine in Canada, thank you very much. A vote for soundbite number two from Dennis in Michigan says, my vote for soundbite of the week is for number two. Apparently, Bishop N.T. Wright has never had the pleasure of meeting Benny and the Jets. Puts a whole new meaning to the phrase, fly me to the moon. I don't know what's more difficult to believe, Benny actually preaching this rubbish or someone listening and believing him. Kyrie eleison, thank you very much, Dennis. I think the girls that were sitting there with him on Trinity Broadcast Network were convinced by Benny's arguments of sorts. This is vote for soundbite number one from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. You have several good bites this week. Number four was great, and I'm thankful that Lutherans get divine mercy all the time, not just one Sunday a year. I liked three with Bishop Wright, showing us how stupid the resurrection accounts are if they are fabricated. Thus, it must have really happened. I vote for soundbite number one. I am baptized and drawn into the Christian faith. Thus, divine mercy and the resurrection means something to me. Without baptism, I don't care about divine mercy or the resurrection. Thanks for all you guys. Thanks for all you guys do to proclaim God's word to us. Marilyn, thank you very much. Our call in number 1-877-623-6943. Still time for you to vote and for your chance to win the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. David in Garland, Texas, votes for soundbite number two, Benny Hinn. How can anyone take him seriously, writes David. Why isn't he let off in a straitjacket or laughed off the stage? How stupid does he think we are? Well, you know, his bank account would indicate that he, if when it comes to gullibility, he pretty much has diagnosed the problem, at least for his audience. Thank you very much. Becky in Japan writes us with a vote for soundbite number one. This is my first time to vote. Actually, this morning I was going through my morning routine. I clicked, I am baptized. I grew up in the Lutheran Church of America, pre-Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We transferred to the LCMS when I was 16. In my new youth group, the DCE kept telling us to remember your baptism. How was I supposed to do that? I was a toddler when I was baptized with no recollection of the day I received baptism. I didn't even know the date, so how could I observe my baptism birthday? How many years did I wonder just what that meant? I even got infected with non-Lutheran doctrines that got me worrying about whether I was actually a Christian. In spring of 2008, when you weren't on the air, I stumbled upon one program that someone managed to save. It was in 2005, I think, titled The Presence of God with Dr. Norman Nagel. It was then that I understood that I am baptized and what that meant. I listened to the program repeatedly, and I never tire of it. I still have times when I let doubts rise. I think, oh, Becky, you must not believe. Just look at you. Hey, you're in the same boat I'm in, Becky. This morning, I was thinking about my marital status, and every day it affects the things I do or don't do. I never question whether or not I'm really married. I know I am. I don't look at only to the date that we had our wedding ceremony to remind myself that we are married. It's a constant state of being. We were those morning ponderings, and when I saw Pastor Neville's soundbite, I wasn't looking for a sign or confirmation, but it made me think, and I thought I'd write you and vote for I Am Baptized. Becky in Japan, thanks for listening over there, and thanks for your vote and your thoughts as well. From Japan to Oslo, Norway, here is Simon. Simon, welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Which is your vote?
Yeah, I want to vote for Benny Hinn.
And
my reason for doing so is because, Jesus, the second Adam, ascended to heaven. So I guess there's some truth to it.
Thank you very much. Apparently they have senses of humor in Norway. Thank you very much for listening in Norway as well. Yeah, the second Adam did fly. Still does. Grace in St. Louis is on the line. Hi, Grace.
Hi, Pastor.
Who are you voting
for? I have to vote for I Am Baptized. Never called in before, but that one just really struck a chord with me. Having been married 47 years, and yes, my husband would be in big trouble.
If he used the past tense with you, yes.
Yes, he would.
Well, Grace, thank you for listening so long, and thanks for finally giving us a call, and thanks for voting for this soundbite of the week. Vote for soundbite number one, also Pastor Mark Neville on baptism, comes from Paul in Colorado. Before I get to why I wanted to comment on soundbite number two, it saddens and astounds me that people get blinded by the glitz and glamour of prosperity theology to the extent that they ultimately reject their own study of God's word. They're so blinded by the carefully coiffed hair, the rings, the fancy suits. In the clip, Jan Crouch says she's never heard that Adam flew to the moon. No wonder. That's why I'm thankful that I am baptized, that it's a daily message meaning for me, and that I'm daily connected to my crucified and risen Lord through being buried with him in baptism. Paul in Colorado, thank you very much for your vote for soundbite number one. We have another vote for soundbite. A write-in candidate here I'll get to in just a second. St. Paul, Minnesota, Jake votes for soundbite number three. My vote goes to N.T. Wright on the resurrection accounts. He had a great insight on the historical background of the accounts, especially regarding the expectation of ancient audiences. I really enjoyed that entire segment. And someone's writing one in from John Shimkus. When we talked with him, he said, when you jettison your values for personal power and in order to stay in office, they're probably better off in the other party, and that's his write-in. Although it doesn't count, thanks for voting anyway. And that comes from Jim and Mary in Collinsville, Illinois. Well, here's the winner. It's soundbite number one, Pastor Mark Neville, explaining why we say, I am baptized.
Well, you have a key word there, and that's baptism. And that is the gift of God, his covenant promise, where he makes us his own chosen children. The way we say it is, I am baptized, not I was baptized. As if it were just something in our historic past that doesn't have daily meaning for us. Those of us who are married don't go around saying, I was married. Because if we're close enough to our wives, we're going to get an elbow on our side. What do you mean you was married? Aren't you still married? And it's the same with our baptism. We say, I am baptized. And every day that we get up and we can put our feet on the floor and say, I am baptized, we know that in that we have God's forgiveness of our sins, because we are connected to Christ and his death upon the cross for that forgiveness, and in his resurrection from the dead for our promise of new and eternal life.
That soundbite of the week this week, Pastor Mark Nebel on why we say I am baptized, not I was baptized. Let's see. Let's give away that bundle package. I want to give it definitely to Simon in Oslo, Norway. Thank you very much for playing. He'll get the LPR bundle package. Grace in St. Louis as well. Jeff's gave me permission to give away two. Can I give away three, Jeff? Can I give away three bundle packages? I'd like to, because I'd also like to give one to the emailer, and I forget the name, from Japan. Let's see here. I'm going to find it real quick. It comes from Becky in Japan. She also gets the LPR bundle package. We'll give three away today because it was a good day, a good Friday on Issues, Etc.
Hey, Todd, did you happen to see how giddy Jeff got when we got the international caller? He loves when we get international callers and international email as well. So if you're listening to us and you're outside the USA, we'd love to hear from you as well.
Yeah, we always like to hear to everybody who's listening to us all over the world.
Unlike Craig, I don't believe in closing our borders.
Yeah, Craig's one of those guys who just put a wall around the whole country if he could. Not at Issues, Etc. I'm still in charge. We'll keep the gates open, and you can still listen to us wherever you are in the world, anytime, any place, what you want, when you want. We love those on-demand listeners and everybody who played Soundbite of the Week. Email us with your shirt sizes and your addresses, and we will send you the LPR bundle package. Grace, Simon, and Becky in Japan. When we come back, hour two of Issues, Etc., we'll start out by talking about the retirement of Justice David Souter. Phyllis Schlafly will be our guest.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.